Good morning, Victory Faith Church. I'm so happy to be able to greet you this Christmas season. And I want to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I just have a few words that I want to say to you as we rejoice in this Christmas season and we celebrate the birth of our Savior. I do want to read some scripture to you this morning. And so let's look at Luke 2, 8 through 10 in the New King James Version. It says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel of the Lord said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.'" Isn't that a wonderful phrase? The two words, great joy. With the birth of Jesus, our Father in heaven sent us the most wonderful gift that we could imagine. And Jesus was intended and is intended to bring great joy into our hearts. And you may be saying, "But Pastor Carla, Kenya's got so many problems. You know, we're living through a very difficult time." And I do want to say, I understand. And things have been a bit difficult here in America as well. But number one, there are things we can never forget, and that is that God loves us. In fact, He loves us so much that He sent us a Savior. And that's why we have the Christmas season, to celebrate the most wonderful gift that heaven could ever have bestowed upon us, the gift of our Savior. And our first response to acknowledging and celebrating the birth of our Savior should be the heart response of great joy. That is the response God is looking for in all of us. Great joy. What a gift. The world cannot give us great joy. There is no possession that can give us great joy. There is nothing this world has to offer that can give us the joy that the birth of Jesus can give us. And so, church, I want to encourage you as you celebrate Christmas in this Sunday morning worship service, and even in the Sunday evening service where you have a special program, draw upon the spirit of great joy. Don't focus on the problems that are in this world, but focus on our Savior and the great joy that His salvation brings to all men. And you may ask the question, "Well, Pastor Carla, how do I truly enter into the joy of the Lord?" Well, I've got some keys for you. Go to 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. These won't be strange verses to you, but I think we need to really focus on them this year and this Christmas season. 1 Corinthians 5, 16 through 18 says, you're familiar with this, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Look at number one. We're to rejoice always. How often is always? Always is always. It's every day. It's in every circumstance that we face. It is in all things that we encounter. Rejoice always. This is the Christian response to the circumstances of the earth. If the circumstances are good and wonderful, we definitely rejoice. If the circumstances are challenging, we also rejoice in challenging circumstances. We pray continually. We never cease calling on the name of the Lord. We never cease lifting up prayers for His help in whatever circumstance we're praying. He says, in fact, the Lord wants us to call upon Him. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. Because, church, He never leaves us nor forsakes us. But I want to focus on verse 18, which says, give thanks in all things. Give thanks in all circumstances. Why is that? Why does the Lord give us this commandment that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing individually, as a family, as a church, or even as a nation, why is the Lord's command to us to give thanks? Thanksgiving is a most marvelous word. Thanksgiving in the New Testament is the root word of thanksgiving. The root of the word for thanksgiving is charis. And the word charis is the word for grace. We know we receive the grace of God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came to give us the grace of God, that we may be partakers and sharers in the grace of God. Well, then what part does thanksgiving play in the grace of God? When we give thanks to the Lord, actually many times a day, verse 18 says, give thanks in all things. Good things, challenging things, things where we have needs that are perhaps even very desperate, things that we could define as trouble, maybe trouble personally or trouble in the nation. The command of the Lord to us is give thanks in all things. Offer sacrifices of thanksgiving to the Lord at all times. Begin your day with sacrifices of thanksgiving. Several times a day, perhaps even many times a day. Just stop and lift up your heart and your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I thank You. For You are faithful, You are good, You are loving, You are so kind to me. I thank You, Lord. Church, when we offer the Lord sacrifices of thanksgiving, we are not thanking Him for problems. We are not thanking Him for the challenges. We're not thanking Him that perhaps you don't have enough food in your house at the moment to satisfy your hunger and the hunger of your family. But we begin to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving to the Lord because that releases the grace of God that begins to cover that challenge that we're facing. And we enter into the supernatural grace of God. Church, I want to challenge you in this Christmas season that we're to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving many times a day. Be a recipient of the grace of God. Maybe you need a job. Maybe you need a breakthrough in your house. Begin to cover that challenge and cover that need with sacrifices of thanksgiving. I know the Lord has taught me in a greater way than I've ever understood before since I've returned from Kenya to the United States. There have been a lot of changes and adjustments in my life that were not easy for me to make. And do you know what the Lord's instruction to me, what He taught me out of this? It was cover that with thanksgiving. In other words, cover that challenge with sacrifices of thanksgiving. And that begins to release the grace of God, not only in your heart, but to cover that circumstance. And we know that God's grace is sufficient. He will make a way for the one who offers sacrifices of thanksgiving to Him. So, church, I pray that this brief word that I've brought you is a comfort and a challenge to you, just as it has been in my own life. Again, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Victory Faith Church, I love you with all of my heart. Every man, woman, youth, and child, from my heart, I love you. Have a very Merry Christmas.